Okay, so just very very quickly on the parasha, everyone knows that the theme of the parasha, last week's parasha, was all about Rivka and her chesed being chosen as the proper wife for Yitzchak. But there's one more nekuda that I think is very important for all of us that the Shlach HaKadosh points out. The Shlach HaKadosh points out that Rivka did something even more remarkable than we think. Meaning after Rivka gave to drink Eliezer, she had a little bit of a dilemma on her hand. She had a half a bottle of water left. Now, if she gives it to the animals, that's going to look like she puts animals and humans on this. You can't give something to a human, you give to an animal. It would make Eliezer feel less subhuman. If she poured it out, it would be like she's saying Eliezer has some form of germs or something, and she's pouring it out. Today, you can get away with it. You can call it COVID, whatever. We're nervous, we're scared, so you pour it out. But back then, you know, it's good water. Why are you pouring it out? So she had to make a game-time decision. On her feet, she had to say, what am I going to do? I can't embarrass Eliezer, so what do? So what she did is that she started running. She started running. And when you run with an open bottle of water, it spills out. So therefore writes the Shlach HaKadosh that she caused the water to spill out in a way that wouldn't insult or hurt Eliezer's feelings. Writes Shlach HaKadosh, that's perhaps what made Rivka stand out. A lot of girls do chesed and a lot of girls love chesed. But sometimes to do chesed in a way that you don't hurt someone's feelings or make them feel unimportant, or I would add, sometimes they make them feel like a Nebuch case. Sometimes people do chesed, they want you to know that you're helping them. They make it very clear to you that without me, you wouldn't survive. You have to understand how great I am. Look what I'm doing. How much money I give you and how much I help you. No, that's not real chesed. Real chesed is when you make the person feel like you're not really doing them the favor. Sometimes you can really pull it off the other way, make them feel like you're doing them the favor, the opposite. But Chazal tells, God will cover Abrius. The importance of respecting each other, the dignity of a person is very, very important. I say over a story, I don't know, I saw it in print, so it's got to be true, or we'd like to believe it's true, but I can't verify it, and I'm definitely not taking the halachic responsibility for it. But it's negated to the sugya we're going to learn about Pidgin HaBen. Say a story about a couple in Eretz Yisrael that they got married, and they had a baby boy, and they were scheduled to have a Pidgin HaBen. The problem was that the girl was not so religious in her early years, and she had some form of a pregnancy and some form of a baby or an abortion, and therefore she's not really supposed to have a Pidgin HaBen. But the problem was, if she doesn't have the Pidgin HaBen, everyone's going to find out, and it's going to be terribly embarrassing to her. So they came to Rebbe Avad Yosef, Chacham Avadja, and they asked him what to do. Thank you. Rebbe Avad Yosef Paskin, do the Pidgin HaBen with the bracha. So they asked him, but bracha, it's a bracha shenitzvicha. So Rebbe Avadja answered, God will cover Abriya Shadoicha Loisa Seishabeter. He said, Lamaisa, you're right. It happens to be a big machloikis rishayim if making a bracha when not necessary is an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan. But said Rebbe Avadja, but God will cover Abrius. What are you going to do with this girl? She's going to be mortified. Everyone's going to know about her past life and what she did. It's not worth it. Said Rebbe Avadja, it's more kedai to make the bracha of Atollah instead of insulting this girl. So you see, it's an important idea of God will cover Abrius. Sometimes, especially in the world of chesed, we lose sight. We get so focused on doing the chesed, we don't realize that there's a person here. That's one of the reasons we don't make a bracha when we do tzedakah, because the other guy feels like a nebuch case. You're making a bracha over him. The guy's a real nebuch case. You're making a big bracha and you give him a check. It's very much degrading to the human being. So although chesed is obviously very important, but what made Rivka special was the way she did the chesed in a way that did not cause any embarrassment or any hurt to Eliezer. Okay, we're holding over here. I really wanted to start the new sugya today, but Mitzvah Shem, hopefully later today we will get into the sugya of Pidgin HaBen. But let's just finish up some inyanim in Bris Mila, and then we can move on to Pidgin HaBen. So again, just the chazer we've been dealing with the last couple of weeks. I apologize for those that I just admitted to Zoom. I'm not very good at multitasking. So if I'm not looking at the computer, I apologize for not adding those that were waiting. We have over here a sugya that we're dealing with in the Rishonim about whether or not Mila is deemed a mitzvah seish as mangrama or not. So we mentioned last week and the week before quite a few pshatim in the Rishonim, a little bit in the Achrayim, whether or not we should or should not consider Mila as mangrama. What are the reasons to consider Mila as mangrama? So either it's because you can only do it on the eighth day, or because you can only do it during day eight, or only during the day and not at night. So I want to just throw out some more pshatim over here, and then Milineza will start the next sugya, which is Pidgin HaBen, which goes in nice chronological order from after the bris, you move on to the Pidgin HaBen. So let's just see over here on page 2b. This is what's supposed to be covered in last week's shir, but in page 2b, number 9, a pshat from the stipler. So the stipler writes a pshat. Oh, I forgot to mention, there's just one of the other takeaways from last week's parasha is a famous letter that the Rambam wrote to his son. The Rambam writes to his son that I want you to know that one thing you can anticipate that's going to happen is when does a man turn white? When does his hair go white? So the Rambam writes to someone, you start to worry about Shaduchim for your daughters, that's when your hair will go white. So that's the Rambam. He wrote a letter to his son like that. And they say that's Pshat in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Avram Zokim Ben Bayamim, Hashem Berichas Avram Bakur. So So one of the shittas in the Gemara is about Karl means he had a daughter. So that's the pshat. Avram Zaki, why did he become such a Zaki? Why did he become so white looking? Because he had a daughter. It was showing time for a shidduch. When it comes time for the shidduch and for the girls, it ages you significantly. It doesn't seem like sons are a lot easier. Even though this expression was Yitzchak marrying off, it seems like it's a lot harder. Again, if you speak to girls, fathers of girls that are in the parasha of Shidduchim, they'll tell you it's a lot harder to marry off a girl than a boy. But as I said to Rambam, Mori de Ketshuva, Rambam wrote to his son. Okay. So the Stipler has an interesting idea over here from the Turei Evin. Number 9. The Turei Evin writes like this. He wants to address the kasha of the Rishonim. Why is Mila not considered time sensitive? Why, and therefore I need a pasuk to tell me that a lady's part of a mila. So the Turei Evin writes like this. But Turei Evin, the Chagiga, daf tezayin, kasa, the tarets, the mila loya v'mitzei shazman grama. Says the Stipler, according to Turei Evin, that mila is not time sensitive. Why? Machma zeh she'in anayig v'layla. The fact that you can't do mila at night does not make mila time sensitive. We would all think that's the biggest time sensitive in the world. It gets cut off every single night. Says the Stipler, no. Kivin the mila in a nasis ela pamachas. Says the Stipler, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that every single night the mitzvah ends and restarts in the morning. It's one mitzvah that has a pause, a stop, and then it restarts the next morning. As opposed to a mitzvah that comes to a close every night and a new mitzvah appears the next morning. For example, says the Stipler, let's talk about tzitzis. What do you mean? Every morning there's a new chiv on tefillin. Every morning there's a new chiv on tzitzis. So why don't we say that the night is just a pause, not an interruption? So he says, the hasam kol yom v'yom chiyuva b'fnei atzmoi. Every morning it's a new mitzvah. V'loy tashlum min avor chiyuv shel esmol. You're not making up yesterday's tefillin. You missed yesterday's tefillin. Every morning is a new independent mitzvah that runs out every night. And at night the mitzvah ends, and the next morning the mitzvah doesn't return. But it's a new mitzvah. Every day is a new mitzvah. However, says the Turei Evin, but by Mila, he explains. What's the biggest proof? Every morning there's a new chiyuv tefillin. It's not yesterday's chiyuv tefillin that I'm making up today. Avol Mila she'oseh mitzvah atzmo she'chayv etmol chayv na mimachor. But that's not like that by Mila. It's not a pshat that every morning there's a new mitzvah mila and the night stops it. There's only one mitzvah. Do ein achi of ela milachas loy chashiv mitzvah seishas magrama machmas hefsek halelus. Yes, but we're focusing on the mitzvah seishas over here. Yeah, we're downing on the mitzvah seishas. You're right. Maybe in the chanami kol shav v'shoy you over the lav. Probably true. That's the shot we had last week. Lamaisa, would you be over the lav at night? When it's not even shaykh to do the milah. So l'chayr not. I mean, I can't be over something that I can't do. I mean, avad b'layla,
I'm not. The mitzvah zasi from yesterday is gone.
Right. No, according to this, we're saying it's not.
But it seems like it is.
Right, so the chiyuv at night is impossible. So I would imagine you're not over at night because I can't be over that I can't do.
The chiyuv of doing the milah doesn't exist at night.
Right.
The chiyuv of being makamal exists at night.
Is that true? I mean, that's what it's debating. Meaning, is it possible to be over the yisr when I can't do the mitzvah? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have a raya either way that to assume, like we had the same shayla with other things. When you can't do that, will you still be over the yisr? Or maybe we say you should have done it before Shabbos. And now you cry oinus in Shabbos. You know, you knew that was going to come. It's a good question.
Depending on if you thought the chiyuv changes from the son to the father, right? There could be a new chiyuv at a point in time.
Yes, that's what we discussed last week. It could be that at the end of,
based on this chapter, you would need that.
Right. Then you're going to have to work it out, which we'll come back to a little bit later today, Mr. Shem. So according to this Taz, Turei Evin, it's a very geshmak. The mitzvah of Milo at night doesn't bother us, because it's not the pshat that the mitzvah stops every night and starts again in the morning. It's paused. So says the Stipler, I'll bring you a raya to this. The heavy raya is that Mahodim Sachem Daf Peidal. The Kamer Rabbi Yechelon, the Inloikin Alav Dolis Asiru. And there's a lav, you're not allowed to leave over from a carbon. And no, sir. You leave over from a carbon, you're over a lav. So Zogti Himara, why don't you get Malkus? Because it's fixable. How do you fix it? By burning the noiser. So if you leave over from the carbon, the way to fix it is burn it the next morning. So it's a lav anita glase. Fact this type, Lakasha, 1 second. We know you're not allowed to burn noiser at night. So 1 second. So let's work this out. We told me that there's a lav called leaving over. You don't get malchus for that lav because right attached to it is an asay. What's the asay? Burning the noiser. But the Noisa can only be burnt B'yayim V'lev Alayla. That should make the Asay time sensitive. If the Asay is time sensitive, women are excluded. So if women are excluded from the Asay, they revert back to just having the Lav. So Frektes Stipler should come out that if a man leaves Noisa, he doesn't get Malkus. A woman leaves Noisa, she should get Malkus. Why? Because she has no Asay Anitak. Because the assay is time sensitive, and any assay which is time sensitive, women are not obligated in. So if the lady has no assay and she just has a lav, she should get malchus. That's the stipulous cash. So, frekta stipula, how could it be that a couple both do the same avera? He gets he's part of a malchus and she gets malchus. Stipula says it can't be. So he says, why not? He says, according to his cheshbon, he says, Visaka directed the whole kiagav the mikri mitzvah as magroma. If that's the definition of magroma, when something stops at night, it becomes time sensitive. Imkain noshim lesnayu baasei disreifus noiser. So women are parted from the asay of burning noiser. Imkain noshim yilki yalav v'lisasiru. So it should come out like this: a lady should get malchus for leaving over from a carbon. Why? Because she's over a lav. She has no asay attached to it, so it's not nitakal asay. It's not fixable. If it's not fixable, she gets malchus. But the man's not going to get malchus because for him it's attached to the asay, and that's going to exempt him from the malchus. Says the disciple v'zeh temua shehichmir beisha yosim ibish. I don't know why. It doesn't bother me so much. I don't know. If that's the rules, that's the rules. It comes out, I call it a loophole on one hand, call it a stringency on the other end, but that's the rules. If the rules are the rules. But the stipler can't imagine that it should be such a strange maskana that a lady should be more chomer than a man. Okay, fine. So the maisa, why is it not true? So the stipler says, it must be, ela korchuch disreifas noiser loy mechashrei mitzvei shas magrom. Again, the mitzvah to burn noiser is paused at night. Why? Kiven dein halayla poites ha mitzvah. Says the stipler, because it's the same idea. It's not the pshat that at night the mitzvah stops and then it restarts a new mitzvah the next morning. It's the same mitzvah that you just can't, it's like a blockage. It's like a pause. The night is a pause. Whenever night is a pause, instead of starting up a new chiyuv, then that's not called time sensitive. So therefore, zok the stipler, it's the same idea with mila. Avrada, you can't do mila belayla, we all agree. But that's not the pshat that the mitzvah stops at night and restarts the next morning. The mitzvah is paused, temporarily paused. And therefore, since it's paused, as opposed to being finished, that does not make it zman grum. So explains the Torah. So now we have another pshat in the Achronim, why Mila is not considered time sensitive because you can't do Mila Belayla, because that is only a pause, not a stop of the actual chiyuv of the mitzvah. Okay, let's try one more pshat in the Achronim from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua has a gevaldik teretz over here. Number 10. Says the Pnei Yeshua, miu be'ikar kushis at Taisus ha'inir l'taz binyin acher. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I have a very simple answer for Taisus' kasha. What's Taisus' kasha? Mila should be time sensitive. If Mila's time sensitive, well, I don't need a pasuk to exclude women. Says the Pnei Yeshua, d'loy shaykh ha'kol l'mitzvah shes magram anoshim turis. I don't think this whole rule of mitzvah shes magram applies to Mila in the first place. Why? Ela b'mitzvah ha'guf she'efshe l'kai ma'idei shlich. Says the Pnei Yeshua, yisoid. When are women exempt from time-sensitive mitzvahs? Those time-sensitive mitzvahs that you can only do by yourself. All those mitzvahs, you can't send someone else to do for you. You got to do it yourself. So therefore says the Pnei Yeshua, whenever the mitzvah needs to be done by you, you can't. Women are exempt. Says the Ritva, but since Mila, we know Mila is done through a shliach, so any mitzvah that can be done through a shliach, women are not exempt from. Therefore, answers the Pnei Yeshua, very simple. Maybe you're right, on paper, Mila is considered time-sensitive, but the exemption of time-sensitive mitzvahs don't apply to Mila, because Mila is efshar ayde shliach. So what's the obvious kasha on the Pnei Yeshua? Who cares? Who cares they could do through a shliach? Why does that make a difference? Gevaldik says the Arsameach. We saw this Arsameach a while ago. We saw it like one of the first shiurim. Says the Arsameach that this Pnei Yeshua makes a lot of sense. If you go like the Avudraham, according to the Avudraham, why were women put in the first place? Because they're so preoccupied with taking care of their husband, they can't be asked to do something for Hashem. But says the Arsameach, but over here it's not a contradiction. She could be sitting at home cooking supper for her husband, and she sends the mail to go do the job. Therefore, says the Arsameach, it's Arsameach in Hilchos Tzaras, if you want to look it up. It was on one of the earlier sheets, probably the first or second shiur when we did this. The Arsameach writes, but since you can send a shliach, so if you can send a shliach, it doesn't conflict with her responsibilities. Therefore, says the Arsameach, this Pnei Yeshua works out beautifully according to the Avud Juhan.
If you hold it, it doesn't make sense that logically, if you don't have to differentiate. Because the whole concept is that it's like you're doing it. Like you're separating, for purposes of this, you're separating making a shliach different than the individual. The individual and the shliach are supposed to be one and same.
Right, but over here,
I mean, logically,
no, but over, if the whole problem why I can't be obligated is because I don't have the time for it. But here, I could have the time for it because I just send a shliach. I mean, it's a practical answer. The Pnei Shu is very practical.
No, it's a practical answer, but the concept of shliach. It's contrary to that because that means that the person themselves are doing it
right in lumdus, but not in physicality. But here the problem is just the physicality. Here's like a Metzias problem. The lady can't be in two places at once. So how do you fix that? So you keep her in one place, and she has someone else do it for her. We have this in other places.
Well, it's more of a gar b'chetzah, isn't it? Is it more of a gar b'chetzah thing? If it's something for guf, then it's an Indian of Mr. Bazish has my room. But if it's something that the chetzah has to get done, then it's not.
So you could say, and that's what the next line of Pnei Shu writes. He says, "Kei nir li borer v'karo l'zeh b'chidush eritva." Now, if you remember last week, we spoke about the Ritva. The Ritva made a distinction between mitzvahs that you do on your body versus mitzvahs that you do to someone else. So, when we learned that Ritva, we did not learn it like this. We did not learn with this Arsameach and Davud Raham. It could be the way that Pnei Yeshua was learning is that's how you know what the style of the mitzvah is. But Pasha Pshat, you know, if a mitzvah, obviously a mitzvah that I have to do on my body, I can't have a shleich do for me. That's just the Metzias. Taisis Bidin Kedushin, that I can't have a shleich put on tefillin for me because that's a mitzvah Shebegufa. But the chap of the Pnei Yeshua is, meaning, if you learn the Pnei Yeshua without knowing the Arsameach, so I think the Pnei Yeshua is very hard to understand. What's the svar? Good, so you can send the shleich, so what? So if you go into the psyche of the Avud Raham, so then the Pnei Yeshua makes a lot of sense. But points at Rav Gusman, Gevaldika Ha'ara. Number 10b from Rav Gusman. Says Rav Gusman, but, we learned the sugya of mitzvah seishas magrom, I think, pretty thoroughly. And we saw this Avud Raham, and we saw a lot of stuff. But if I asked you, do most Rishonim hold of the Avud Raham svar? So you'd say, I don't know. I have no raya either way.
Who held Siman?
So that's Chakir that Rav Gusman told us in the beginning, yeah, Siman's. But says Rav Gusman more than that. I'll prove to you from all the last two shurim that we had that no one holds like the Avud Raham. Why, says Rav Gusman? He says, V'hatois v'chol harishayinim shemi anu b'tibru tishla b'nei Yeshua. We had a toisvus in two places. We had a ritva, we had a ramban, we had a toisvus a rit. None of them gave the b'nei Yeshua's answer. None of them. Not a one. Says Rav Gusman, why not?
How's that different than the
Tosfos in
that other group?
Yeah, they're
you're
saying
it's
goof versus.
But they're not using it. They're not using shlichus. None of them use that nekuda of shlichus like the Pnei Yeshua says. Says Rav Gusman, I'll tell you why. Because this whole Pnei Yeshua only works if you accept Avud Raham, right? If you don't accept Avud Raham, then the Pnei Yeshua is meaningless teretz. What's the difference between these? I could make a shlichus. What does shlichus have to do with anything? It's only after the Avud Raham do we understand this Pnei Yeshua. Now the Pnei Yeshua's teretz is very gishmak. Says Rav Gusman, it must be that all the other Rishonim don't hold of the Avud Raham. They don't hold that it's a Siba, but rather it's a Siman. So it comes out, says Rav Gusman, all the other Rishonim. It's a lot. It's Tosfos in two places, Ritva, Ramban, Tosfos Rid, all don't hold of the Avud Raham Svara, that the reason why the Torah part of women is because of this conflict that they have with their husbands.
But, wasn't being ba'osek, getting it taken care of, isn't that ultimately a shlichus?
No, it's better and different than shlichus. Meaning, this point that the Pnei Yeshua is saying is that meal I can make a shlich, everything else I can't make a shlich, only works if you accept Avud Raham. Because otherwise it doesn't answer anything.
But how is setting up the meal to occur not an act of shlichus?
No, the Tosfos Rid, you mean?
Yeah.
The Tosfos Rid, you don't need shlichus. You're not becoming onto shlichus according to the Tosfos Rid. That's what we pointed out. According to the Tosfos Rid, I don't even need to come onto shlich. My whole mitzvah is just this askus. So once I get it going, even though I didn't do it, it's still going to work.
But isn't that code for shlichus?
No. It's different than shlichus. Shlichus means that I make you my shlich. According to the Tosfos Rid, you're not my shlich. My mitzvah is not to be the cutter. My mitzvah is just to arrange the bris milah.
But in doing the preparations, it's a
No. My mitzvah is prep. That's my whole mitzvah. My mitzvah is the party plan.
And that includes creating shlichus.
No, I don't need shlichus.
Aren't you creating shlichus with the mold?
No, I don't need that. If it's my mitzvah to do the cutting, then I need the shlich to be my, I need the mold to be my shlich. But if my mitzvah is just to arrange it, so if I call up the mold and I pay him, that's good enough. So Zaktiv Gusman, it's something to think about when you go through the sukkah. It comes out of all these Rishonim type that don't hold like the Avud Raham. So when we learned the sukkah the beginning, we thought, oh, the Avud Raham is an accepted pshat in the sukkah. But
again, who held Siman?
So we had that, a Taisus and Brachas, we dealt with a little bit way back in the beginning, that there might be a Shaila how to learn a Taisus and Brachas like that. But I wish I remembered all the details. But now, in our sugya, according to Rav Gusman, it comes out that two Taisvasim, a Ritva, a Ramban, and a Taisvasim, all do not hold of the Avodraham.
So if they don't hold the Avodraham, what's the reason that women are part of?
They came up with their own creative reasons, each one on their own pshat. But they don't go with this Pnei Yeshua, which works so nicely if you accept Avodraham. So that's, I thought, was a very nice aura from Rav Gusman, what the other Rishonim hold.
Pnei Yeshua,
what?
Yeah. Pnei Yeshua, but Shlichus has within it one of the things that it needs to be is Mitzvah Bai Yosem B'Shlucha. And here you don't have that.
Ah. It's a good point. It's a good point. Chaim is asking something which is really we should have asked last week. Chavrusa pointed this out to me when I was learning this week. The Taisirit should be the most correct Pshat in the Rishonim. Why? Let's go not like the Taisirit. Let's learn the Mitzvah is the cutting. And the father makes the shliach by the moel. It's a very strange mitzvah. The Torah gave us a mitzvah that we can never do ourselves, or 99% of the population can't do themselves. Most of us are not trained moelim or doctors. So all of the mitzvahs, we have a real mitzvah by Yosef Rishluch. The Torah always wants you to do it against your, better than a shliach. But when it comes to mila, it's almost like the Torah set it up that you can't do it yourself. But if you hold like the Taisa Zerid, that the mitzvah is the hisaskas, it's taka much more geshmak. Every Jew can do hisaskas. So that's a shtickle, a perk of the Taisa Sirit. Other than the Taisa Sirit, it comes out that every mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mila is unlike any other mitzvah b'chol ha'Torah kula. Every other mitzvah b'chol ha'Torah kula, the Torah says, I want you to do it. If you can't, make a shliach. By Mila, the Torah doesn't, unless the Torah expected also all to be Mo'ilim. I can't imagine.
Not all Kohanim, there's only for Kohanim. I mean, it's not
such a general
A regular mitzvah that the Torah says is impossible.
Yeah, not every person does every mitzvah.
That's why. No, that was a different.
No, no, that's because I'm bechlam mufka from the,
yeah.
You know.
And
harsh,
you're
right.
And harsh. Right. It's just a belief that harsh. Most people are not trained. It doesn't mean most people can't be trained.
Right, so right. I'm not saying it's muchach that the Torah set it up. It's just it's, obviously maybe the Torah, maybe Taka, the Torah is telling us to be a mile not as hard as we think. Maybe we could all Taka do it. We just are interested in being trained, or you know, I don't know how you want to say it. I don't want to knock the moilim of Klal Yisrael, but I don't know. It's just something interesting. So Chaim is saying now that according to the Pnei Yeshua, if a lady would be mechuyev in mila, what's that? But she'd be able to do it herself also.
No, because she doesn't have her time free.
Right. So what Chaim is asking is that you would have a situation where you can't say mitzvah yosef v'shulcha and achlami. It would be the same strange thing like according to the other Rishonim, that here it's just I can't do it myself because doing it myself would be a stira to being involved with the family. So therefore, the Torah, I don't think it means that the Torah makes me make a shliach. It means there is an option to make a shliach.
Hisaskus takes away from it? For 1 second, you make a phone call.
No, Hisaskus doesn't. But if we're going to go into the Pnei Yeshua's world, the Pnei Yeshua says, Avada Mila Zman Groma. But the rule of Zman Groma only works when you have to do it yourself because you're time concerned. Here, there's no time constraint because I could just send a shliach. So Chaim is asking, but then you don't have the din of mitzvah yosef v'shulcha. Yeah, you're right. You're not going to have it according to the Bnei Yeshua. According to the Bnei Yeshua, the mitzvah would only exist when you can punt it off to someone else. Now, if you look at the Bnei Yeshua's next teretz, on number 11, he writes, V'oyge Shloimer, the ilav yafuse di oisev liyosa havi yafin an isha l'chiyuva. If not for the Torah going out of its way and telling me that women are part of a mila, I would think women are chayv. You know why? Midichsev atikach tzipoy retzor v'atoma lesbeno. I would open a chumash. It's me the chumash. We talked about this, right? Yeah. I'd open a chumash. It says, Tzipora gave her son a bris milah. Well, I'm not going to be better than Tzipora. Ashes Moshe Rabbein. Good enough for me. So that's it.
No, but that was maybe just.
So there is a machloikis in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, whether or not she actually did the bris milah.
Right.
It's machloikis in the Gemara. But Zok the Pnei Yeshua,
so
I would.
So maybe you could just say that's a bit the Yavit
Kesh. Oh, so Enfer the Pnei Yeshua, Masha'ein came the boss of the Chsiv Oisai, Al Korchach the Tzipora Shani. Now that I have Oysa, I have to say that Tzipora must have been a different storyline. Okay, interesting. And there's what to talk about here also a little bit, but that's the second teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, that if not for Oysa v'Leyosa, I would have suspended the rules of Zman Groma, and cause I would have looked in the Chumash, and in the Chumash I'd see that a woman gave a bismillah, so I would think that maybe women are mechuyev, so now I need Oysa v'Leyosa. Yeah, that's the Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan is don't bring rise from stories, because every story has a reason why it happened.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What's Pshat? I know I asked this 2 weeks ago. I still don't understand. According to the Tosfos and Rid, it doesn't really fit into the Pesukim.
Yeah, so we pointed this out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to say, Vayomal Avram is Yisuk Bayanai means Avram Avinu ensured that his son got gemalt.
Right.
Yeah, you have to say it like that.
And how about
Pasha Tazria, that's not the Makar. That's what we Yemesh Mini Yimol is even better. That's
why?
Again, because
Yimol, he just has to
get out of his meal. You could catch Vayomol Avram, it really means Avram Avinu Vada did the Maisa Milo, but not because he had a tzivu to do the Chaticha, but he was the Pesach Kohen of his generation, right? Who else is going to do it?
There was
no one else to do it. His Hisaskus was doing it himself. That was his Hisaskus. So one last teres on this sugya, then we'll move on.
By the way, why couldn't you give it to Eliezer to do?
Maybe Eliezer didn't know how to do Bris Mila. He didn't train him.
So who said Avram? The same way Avram learned,
But then already
he...
Then he wanted to do it himself. Maybe he didn't trust Eliezer. I don't know. Let's just see one last pshat over here, then we got to move on. The Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel says a pshat from Rav Chaim. This really combines Rav Loz the Mila that we learned a while back and our sugya. So he quotes a pshat from Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim wants to answer up Tosfos' kasha. And this is the last of our mahalchim in the answer of this major kasha of is Mila considered Zman Grum or not? And why do I need a special pasuk to exclude women from Mila? Says the Divrei Yecheskel quoting from Rav Chaim. The Yashiv Kushes at Tosfos Mishum Hochi Loichosha Mila Zman Grum. You know why Mila is not called Zman Grum? Even though it doesn't start till the eighth day. So here we're going again. We always deal with two camps. It's either the night issue or it doesn't start till the day eight issue. So here Reb Chaim is attacking, it doesn't start till the day eight issue. Says Reb Chaim, Al pi divri haramor bi yaradeh. Zok Reb Chaim, there's a Ramon Yaradeh that says the following. The avalumo belaylo. Let's say you gave a baby a bris mila at night. So aloch is tzarech l'hatif imenu dambris. You have to do tzarech dambris. That's not a kasha mila. Mila belaylos pasul says in the chumash beyoyim hashmini. You don't do mila at night. I was once at a bris. I was looking at the clock. It was getting really, really close. I was mamish like I don't want to see a mila belaylo over here. It was getting close to the shkia, not saying chavim. But I like the moil was calm, no problem. He was like, no problem. We got plenty. I said it's like 2 minutes to shkia. We gotta get moving over here. No. He was good to go. He's calm, collect. Okay, good. But in any case, we don't do mila belaylo. So he writes over here. But there's a difference between a mila belayla toich ches and a mila belayla after ches. Why? The Ramah writes the ova umo belayla tzarech l'damris malu toich ches ubiyoyim. I'm sorry. There's a difference between a mila belayla and a mila before the eighth day. Why? The Ramah says if you do a mila within the eighth day during the day yotza b'diavad. So even though we wait till the eighth day, so let's say the moel got the days wrong and he did the mila day seven. So the Ramah says yotza. It comes out that the din of a tovas dambris is not really time sensitive. It must be because a tovas dambris is an independent part of the mila experience. So it comes like this. When you do the bris within the eighth day, before the eighth day, yotza. Yoytza, why? The mitzvah's mila eev shalitkune. You can't fix that little piece. That's gone. Right, what about a tovas dambris? For a tovas dambris kva yotza toiches. And you yoytza with that tovas dambris, you don't need to do it. Because a tovas dambris is okay. You yoytza within the eighth day. You don't need to do a tovas dambris. So if a zoktav chayim, avo mol belayla hara yochel kaim achshav a tovas dambris b'yoyim. But if you do the mila belayla, that is fixable, you need to fix it with a tovas dambris. Comes out that there is one part of Mila that is not, that starts before day 8. One element, one chelik of the mitzvah of Mila starts before day 8, which is Hatavas Dambris. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, I would have had a Havamino that even though the actual Chatichas Orla doesn't start till day 8, the loy mitam is this Mila, the Havis Man Gramishmini, el mitam Hatavas Dambris. The lom lizman deshmini umiyad kishenoylad mechayv mitzvazu. Mardik says Reb Chaim that mitzvah atavas dambris starts right away.
Well, how do we know that?
Because he proves it from the Ramah. Because the Ramah holds that if you mol toiches, but the avid
yaitza. No, but why does it? I'm confused. Why does it start right away? You know, why should it have atavas dambris?
Because
be any better than a bris? The kid was born gemal. So you have a chiv to because, do a tovas dambris right
because,
away?
Because Reb Chaim proves it from the Ramah. The fact that the Ramah says that mol toiches, you yaitze b'diavad, you don't have to do anything, that shows me that this din of a tovas dambris, you're in the sky already.
Yeah, but it's b'diavad.
Good, but that means that most...
It should start
good, I'm not disagreeing. That's what Reb Chaim writes the next line. V'after mekomok im yesh l'kaim v'poyam mitzah mitzah mila, even though we don't split these two mitzvahs, we usually do them together. So Reb Chaim, mekomok im mitzvah tovas dambris ba'atzmus olayev is mangrom. All right, because b'diavad you yoytz. If the mitzvah atavas dambris didn't start till the eighth day, then you wouldn't be yoytz b'diavad.
So why didn't you ask him Reb Chaim and say,
that's dafka ba'atofas dam pris, but not legabi mila.
That's what Chaim's chab. That's his whole chiddush. Chaim's chiddush is he's looking at the whole mitzvah mila, saying that there is one part of the mila that is not time sensitive, that makes the whole mitzvah now not time sensitive.
No, but not every bris needs that tofas dam bris every day.
No, that's not true. We spoke about it. Every bris, there's blood comes out. We spoke about this. When
but
we look at Loz Demila.
No,
not necessarily. No, not true. If you remember the Sugis and Loz Demila.
No, I don't.
We came out. We came out that that's taka part and parcel of the Chelik. We learned it from Sukkim. It's a whole Sugi we did.
What do you mean? It's not the actual Chaticha.
It's the Chaticha also producing Dam. Sure. Yeah, we learned about it. That was one of the issues with Moshe with certain contraptions.
Why is the night a problem? Mm-hmm. He's learning this within Yom HaShmini. Yom.
Right.
So the eighth day law he's learning.
He's splitting the Pasuk, right. Right, it's a chiddush. Again, I'm not going back into all the Mila alumnus, but that's what Reb Chaim took out from this Ramah.
If the baby is born Gemal,
yeah,
do they still have to wait Hatapa Damri to the eighth day?
I don't remember when they do it. Forgot. What did we learn over there?
Well, according to Reb Chaim, you should do it right away. Otherwise,
yeah, yeah. I don't remember.
Right,
I don't remember.
Reb Chaim is saying all this within his Shita of Shame Orla. No, it works.
Yeah, you don't need to come on to Shame Orla according to Reb Chaim.
That's the point. That's an eight day din.
Correct.
Shame Orla.
Right.
So
Hatavas Dam Bris is not a din in Orla.
I just said he should hold that you should be gemalt right away as soon as you medically are able to.
No, so Reb Chaim's point is that the way the Torah is structured, they put the two mitzvahs together. To do Hatavas Dam Bris at the same time you're doing the Chatichas Orla. But Reb Chaim's saying, I see from the Ramah that you can be Yotze B'dieved Hatavas Dam Bris before the eight. See, that shows me that this mitzvah is taken out of the eight mitzvah.
Do Hatavas Dam Bris at night?
We do Hatavas Dam Bris. No, we don't do that.
That's the same.
So he wasn't coming on the night issue. He was coming on the day 8 issue. And the Chacham, you have to work out the night issue as well. Okay, last Ta'ara on this Nakuda, and we're going to move on. Bli Neder. Take a look at Rabbi Yashiv. It's amazing. So Dr. Bli Yashiv, the following Ta'ara. The Rambam never writes that women are potter from giving their children bespilas. In fact, Bli Yashiv, why not? So Dr. Bli Yashiv, number 30. Hi, Rambam, Hilchos Milo, Loi Hiske Klal Adin, Dinoshim Turis, Malom Los Benom. In fact, Bli Yashiv, Akasha. Why doesn't the Rambam write anywhere in Sefer that women are potter from giving their children a bismila? Zot Rabbi Yashiv, Ahayim the Svila, the Litzarech Lemichtave, the Poshetu, the Ptura, the Havimitz, the Seishas Mangroma. We've been spending the last 2 weeks cracking our head to figure out, right? Cracking our brains to figure out what is the status of Mila. Zot Rabbi Yashiv, the Rambam was Poshet. Mila time sensitive. Go home, women are potter.
So every time the Rambam doesn't.
I don't know. You gotta go through it. Right. It doesn't make sense, right?
By the way, why is it so poshut to Rabbi Yashiv? Wasn't so poshut to Taisus?
Yeah, I don't know why Rabbi Yashiv thought that the Rambam thought it was so poshut.
Circular reasoning. What is a mitzvah?
No, but here's
the problem.
Maybe, right? But the problem is, so how did the Rambam learn the Gemara?
What is the mitzvah?
If it's so poshut, so who needs Yosef Layasa? So the Rambam has to go through the whole sugya. This is a marzik. I read this Rabbi Yashiv. I said this is unbelievable. We've been cracking our head for weeks to figure this out. Yeah, to him was like,
yeah,
it's all true.
If I would say something like this, that it's
Pasha,
they call me not
Bikur. That's why he's Rebel Yashim. Okay, so just the opposite. It wasn't Pasha to anyone. To the Rishayin and Mutcher, the Taisvis, two places, the Ritva, the Taisvis, the Ramam, they all Mutcher, but the Ramam had a Pasha. Let's move on to a different Nakuda. So that Kashi is like the Rambam. What does he do with Oisev Leosa? So he's going to also have to get back involved in our Sugya. So it's not so Pasha anymore. So again, you're going to have to go through all the various Pshatim and figure out which one would the Rambam go like.
What is a mitzvah?
Exactly. Alzeh Anudon. This is what we're trying to figure out. I mean, the Rambam wasn't worried about all our Shailas. He thought it was Pasha. Mila's Mangroma. Why was it the Mangroma? I don't know. Was it because of day 8? Was it because of night? Take your pick. And he had to come up with a different Pshat.
He never had this conversation with his Mechot.
So the Shaila is like this. Let's talk about one more Nikud in Bris Mila, and then we got to move on. Reb Gusman does not like the Taisa Riz Pshat. The Taisa Riz Pshat we spoke a lot about, that the ganze mitzvah is this askus, the mitzvah is not the chaticha, it's this askus. Reb Gusman does not like this Pshat. I'm not sure why, to be honest with you. He brings rayas, but his rayas are from other Rishonim. It's like Gavra Karamis. You can ask me a kasha on one Rishon from something another Rishon says. Like one of his rais is from a Rosh and Chulin, that the Rosh and Chulin says that the mitzvah is to cut the arla. Okay, so the Taisavid argues on the Rosh. Then he quotes the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, which again, the Taisavid has the right to argue on the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. So it's not clear to me why Reb Gusman was so anti this svara of the Taisavid. We happen to like it here. Somewhat like it, as the Taisirid Svar is there's no mitzvah to cut the Arla, the mitzvah is this ask us to make sure the kid gets Kemal. But Reb Gusman does not like it. But Reb Gusman decides to bring this Svar up in another Shiloh. Claire Reb Gusman the following Shiloh, number 14. V'yeshle Stapik. B'chiyuva de Bezdin. Says Reb Gusman, if you remember when we learned the Sugya, we said that there's three levels of obligation by Mila. There's father, Bezdin, and then son. So when we learned the sugya, we came out, the Roiv Rishonim learned Bezdin means every Jew, not just the Bezdin. Every Jew is Mechoyev. If you see a kid walking around without an Arla, you're Mechoyev to give that kid a Bismillah. Where's it learned from? It's learned from a Pasach. He Molachem Kol Zachar. So if Gusman wants to know, maybe you can clarify Chakir. Im Bezdin Chayov and Mamish B'mitzvah Smila Kimayav, do you say that the same physical Chatichas Arla that the father has to do to his son, you have to do to a kid that you see walking down the street without an Arla, with an Arla? That's what it says in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara made levels. The Gemara said, well, if father doesn't do it, then Bezdin has to do it. It sounds like it's the same chiv. Whatever you have to do to your kid, you have to do to the kid down the block who doesn't have a bismillah. So therefore, says Rav Gusman, it should come out that you have a chiv to cut the actual skin of the neighbor. The kivan the shechachnu shechiv avu chiv bila mamish lo yisaskus bavar hachanam chiv bezdin hu mitzvahs mila mamish oydil mo chiyuv de bezdin eina el hisaskus bavar. Or maybe not, says Rav Gusman. Maybe when it comes to bezdin, it's a step removed. There, it's not so much I have to cut it. There, I could just, you know, send him to Pesach Kron, say Pesach Kron, take care of him, make him gemalt, and that would be good enough. As I declared, Rav Gusman such a chakir. No, no. Rav Gusman assumes that the father's chiyuv is to actual cut the skin. So if he hires a moil at shlichus, but if Gusman wants to know, maybe when it comes to the bezdin, that's a step removed. Really, you don't need shlichus over there. Then it's just the saskus.
What if the father does it then? Does he get a dinner?
With his own son?
Father?
Or so I would assume it might depend on, if he does it before 13, I would assume he's acting as a father.
Okay, after 13. Now so, the bezdin.
So that's the question. If after 13, where does bezdin come? The pashtus is bezdin only gets involved when the father says he's not going to do it. If the father does it on his own, then he's acting as a father. I would assume.
Doesn't this actually act as a riot to Hisaskus? Because bezdin will never personally. There's no person in bezdin. This is a riot to
Hisaskus. So the reason why Rav Gusman makes a lot of sense by when it comes to bezdin is because it's not mistaver to say that every Jew has a chiyuv to give another kid a chaticha. I can make sure he has a bris mila. My own kid, I understand. My own kid, I got to do the procedure. But I should have to do the procedure for the kid down the block who just came from a foreign country? It's more mistaken that it should be a saskus. Agreed. That's why Gusman's open to that possibility by Bezdin and not by a father.
But doesn't it push back down into the father? If the mitzvahs are the same...
That's the shaila. Are the mitzvahs the same? They're learned from different places, right? They're not learned from the same pasuk. So that's what Gusman's chakira. Do we have the right to say that there's two lamdish mitzvahs taking place? There's one mitzvah of the father, Hisaskos, and then Bezdin has a different, or Bezdin has the same mitzvah. It could come out the following. It comes out, you could have three different types of mitzvahs milah. The father has Hisaskos, Bezdin has either Hisaskos or Chaticha, and the son himself, Vada, has Chaticha. That we spoke about already last week. Avada, the son, when he hits 13, he's going to have a mitzvah to cut his arla. It's not that he has a mitzvah to make sure he gets gemalt. That is going to be Avada, mitzvah chaticha, because that becomes a mitzvah shebegufoy. So it comes out one mitzvah mila has three different...
Be able to make, hold on. If it's a mitzvah begufoy, that means he can't have someone else do it for him.
The mitzvah will be he has to do the chaticha. He has to get himself cut.
Right, but he can't have someone put
tefillin
on him.
I don't mean Mitzvah Shemugufa like tefillin. I mean Mitzvah Shemugufa as opposed to
Saskos. Okay.
That's what I mean. Right. So listen to Reb Gusman, Gevaldik. Reb Gusman says it's totally in Machloikis Rambam and Ravid. This Chakira of how to understand Bezdin's role in Mila is totally in Machloikis Rambam and Ravid. What does that do with the Rambam and the Ravid? So if you take a look on the next page where it says Shir Tes, Pidgin Aben. Okay, we'll get to Pidgin Aben soon. Zaktiv Gusman, Zaktiv Rambam number 15. It's a very Yisraelistic piece of Rambam. Says the Rambam, Hamol. The one who does the bris milah mevorech koidem sheyimal, he makes the bracha before he does the milah. Asher kedushon mitzvah tzivanu al hamilah. The nosach al imal ben chaver. If he's giving a bris to his friend, his kid's friend, the kid of his friend, the imal es benoi. But if he is the moyel mevorech vitzivanu lo malas haben, then the bracha changes. When you're doing it to your own son, different bracha than when you're doing it to someone else. Talk to Rambam, Vavi Haben, and the father of the baby, Vivarech Bracha Acher, she makes a totally another bracha. What's the bracha? Bracha Ato Hashem, L'kirim Echom Hashem, G'dushon, Mitzvah, Zivon, Lachnis, Bisha, Shalom, Avinu. That's the other bracha that the father makes, irrelevant to who the Moel is. So the first bracha, which is the Chaticha Samil Arla, that's going to depend if the father's doing it or someone else is doing it. But the second bracha, that's going to be done by the father no matter what. Zakti Rambam, mitzvah ala avalomul esbenar, is a mitzvah on the father to give a bris to his son. Yeser al mitzvah shemitzuvin Yisrael shiyomul kol arul shabenehem. More than the mitzvah of every Jew to ensure that every Jew has a bris milah. So right away, what do those words sound like to you in the Rambam? That there's something different in Lomdis in the nature of the father's chiyuv than there is of the chiyuv of Bez. Lefichach zakti Rambam, im ein sham aviv. Let's say there's no father. The father's not at the bris milah. Father died. Zakti Rambam, ein mevorchen achrei bracha zu. You don't make the second bracha. The bracha lachnisoi is not made by anyone. That's a father-based bracha. No father, no bracha.
Why not? The whole
bracha
is that you're being
machmas. Okay. Well, we'll have to see. Zok the Rambam, v'yesh misha. But there are those who rule, like Michael, that someone should make the bracha, whether it be Bezdin or one of the people at the bris. The ein roi lasis kin. Interesting Rambam. The ein roi lasis kin. Rambam says no. Rambam says I don't like it. Rambam says I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm against this practice. I mean, the Rambam acknowledged there was such a practice, and he thinks it's wrong. He thinks if it's not the father, it's nobody. Okay. Comes along the Ravid, the Rambam's sparring partner, Dr. Ravid, Kosov Ravid, Mistavro, Commander Omar, Bezdin, Oy Miyuchet, Shebo, Mivorech. Dr. Ravid, no, I disagree with the Rambam. Surprisingly. I think that Avada, this bracha can be said by anyone. Anyone has the right to make this bracha. Vinogo etzlonu in Brugrada, Bayosta, Minigisha, Santko, is Mivorech. The one who's a Sandik, he makes the bracha. Okay. So we have a machloikis Rambam and Ravid over here. Does the brach of lachnisa bebrisha shalom avinu make sense to be recited by anyone else, or can only be recited by the father? So most of us would have assumed that this machloikis has nothing to do with our shayla. Comes along with Gusman number 16, the niru dezeu bir pluktam. Says of Gusman, I'm going to tell you this machloikis Rambam and Ravid. Rambam sova de mitzvahs bezdin ene mitzvahs mila. Zog the Rambam, Dr. Gusman, the Rambam shita is that mitzvahs bezdin is not like chaticha. It's not like the father. Ela mitzvahs is haskas baum. It's like the taisis arid. Okay. Ukididayik l'shoyne shekosev mitzvah ala av lomol esbenoi yeser al mitzvah shem etzav in Yisrael. Says of Gusman, how can I prove it to you? Because we read it and we emphasize this when we read the Rambam. The Rambam threw in a line over here. That the father has mitzvah is more than Bezdin's mitzvah. We'll get to that in a second. The Rambam was just explaining the structure of the two mitzvahs. The Rambam says that the father's mitzvah is greater than Bezdin's mitzvah. Why is it greater, says Reb Gusman? Because the father has a mitzvah to actually cut the skin, while Bezdin only has a mitzvah to make sure it happens. So therefore, the Rambam sheet is Al Korchach Kavanos the mitzvah Saav he mitzvahs Mila Mamsh. Ma'ashenke mitzvahs Bezdin Eina Ela mitzvahs Esaskus. Fine. So let's assume that's correct. Good. Reb Gusman has a Gavaldik Gedik and a Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that the father's mitzvah is cutting and Bezdin's mitzvah is Esaskus. What does that have to do with the second bracha? Ah, says Reb Gusman, V'lo yisakna bracha al mitzvah zu. Dr. Gusman, there's no bracha if your whole mitzvah is just the saskos. It's not masba, why? But this is what Gusman, he says there's no bracha if you don't have a maisa pa'ula to do. If you have a pa'ula, you're doing an action, you can make a bracha on an action. But the saskos is not a specific action. It could be a telephone call, it could be a conversation you have.
About the first bracha or the second?
Talk about the second bracha.
Why? That makes sense.
What makes sense?
Because if you could make a bracha on Issachar's, because now at the end of the day he's part of Klal Yisrael.
He's saying he's assuming that the bracha that you're going to make has to reflect on what your commandment was, not on his matzah. The second bracha, yeah, the second bracha. Oh, good. Again, I agree with everyone here. I'm not denying that the second bracha very much does not sound like.
It is a bracha. It does sound like a bracha.
Right. To do what? Oh, what's our mitzvah? Lachnisay bebrisa shel Avram.
Right.
So what does that mean? That's Rav Gusman's point. Rav Gusman's point is that in order to recite a bracha, you need to have an action involved. And since the Rambam holds, there's no action, that's why there's no bracha.
You put up a makkah, there's no bracha.
That's an action.
No, your mitzvah is not to put up the makkah. Your mitzvah is to have a makkah put up.
That there should be
right. According to this lumnus, would come out. I mean, any mitzvah.
That's why you don't say where, Shekichal,
right? That might
is
be
that
true.
I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Don't you say Baruch Hashem?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
you don't. Last so the word is. You don't say Shekichal.
Because there's different. Okay, then you also have the backside of the lav over there. I don't know about Mak. We got to learn it one day. Okay, on a to-do list, I guess, of things to learn. But the Zoktiv Gusman Givali, the Rambam holds as a klal, you can't make a bracha if there's no pu'ula. And since his saskos lacks a pu'ula, that's why you don't make the bracha. But the Ravid holds no. The Ravid holds mitzvahs bila, bezdin is also a pu'ula.
Lassus Makar.
Yeah. Right. So again, we'll have to figure out better the mitzvah of Makar. We have to.
Makar is a mitzvah bracha.
It says, "Shek l'chol mitzvah tzivon."
Yeah.
So yes, you have to know.
If you hold melas, or the whole mitzvah.
Right. So according to this of Gusman, the Tosafot would be shver because he could make a brach.
But the Gaon already writes, looking there on his shochan about this.
Okay, so we have to learn this.
I understood the Tosafot's read. That this already is a means towards an end. Wow. All
correct.
This Hasidus I'm doing
right.
is only at the end.
Correct.
That's the
Gemara. That's right.
So you can't separate that out.
But what's my mitzvah?
You can't just make sure the kid has a
right, but right. But the question is, we're
I'm pulling the mile. I'm pulling the
right, so well, that's his problem.
But at the end of the day, I got to make
sure. That's what we talked about. I'm not sure.
It's a means to an end.
Right, but
so the end is that he's.
But that action is not my action. I mean, Hashem commanded me to do something.
But it is. That's where you're headed. You're on that road.
That's what that's what we could debate. So that's.
No. I'm saying, I said it already. The Aruch Shulchan says that he tells you to look in the Aruch Shulchan.
Yeah, no.
The reason is probably because it's probably result oriented.
I have no idea.
But
he says some don't say the bracha.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to learn the sugya. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to learn the sugya one day, Mr. Shulchan. Put it on our to-do list.
Ram doesn't change the bracha because he usually has the gears
of Al. So that will come back to in a few minutes. We'll come back to the Al conversation in a few minutes. Okay. Atkan the sugya from Bismillah. Now we have to move on a little bit to the next Gemara.
The Indian of Tapastam Bris, is that a separate mitzvah from removing the oil?
Yeah, it's a separate part of the mitzvah. When the oil cuts out and blood comes out. It almost happens automatically. But we learned it from Psukim that there's a separate part of Milo that there should be blood coming out. I don't know if you have to have kavanah for it, but it's definitely a chelik of the mitzvah. That's for sure. Okay, let's move on to Pidyon HaBen. Okay, new sugya, Gishmak. Zogdi Gemara lifdoisa min olon. How do we know a father has to be paid to his son? So we had a whole list in a braisa of things that fathers have to do for their sons. So the first one was Milo, that we discussed, Baruch Hashem, at length. Now we're on to the next one, Pidyon HaBen. Zogdi Gemara, how do you know a father has to be paid to his son? The chesed says in the Chumash, kol b'chor bonecha tifteh. Every bechor of your children, your sons, bonecha sons, tifteh, you should redeem. So it's pretty clear. The Torah said you have to redeem your sons. Says the Gemara, v'hecha deleporke avua. Let's say the father did not redeem him. Mechai v'ihu lemifrike. He has to redeem himself. Nechsev podeh ti podeh. So what's this drasha, podeh ti podeh? So Rashi, it's a big, happens to be a big discussion in the Rishonim how exactly to make the drasha. We're not going to get too into it, but it has to do with that there's another pasuk that, again, tifteh means you should redeem. Tipodeh means you should be redeemed, not that someone else should redeem you. So we read one of the tases where the Torah says the word tipodeh, we read it tifteh, that you have to redeem yourself. Says the Gemara, v'ihi minolon deloy mifkedeh. How do you know mom doesn't have to be poideh the son? It says in the pasuk, tifteh tipodeh. Kol shemetzuva liftoises atzmoy. If you're mechoyev to be poideh yourself, mitzuva liftais es achem, then you have to redeem others. Mitzuva liftais es atzmoi, whenever you don't have to redeem yourself, mitzuva liftais achirim, then you don't have to redeem others. Now if you noticed, we'll come back to this blined a little later, the Gemara never had that third option that we had by Bris Mila. What was the third option by Bris Mila? Bezdin. The Gemara never has a possibility that Bezdin has to come up with the five slam. Why not?
So if you're Kohen, your friend Yisrael who didn't do Pidyon, you can't do
Pidyon. We'll get to all this. Believe that. We'll tackle all this at some point. Then the Gemara says, 1 second.
This assumes that it's like Mila, that the individual has to.
That's what we're going to see. It's not so posh. It's Pidyon HaBen. Like Mila, different than Mila, we'll have to see. Says the Gemara, V'ihi minolon d'loy mechayv l'mifriki nafshi. How do you know mom doesn't have to be paid to herself? How do you know, again, what was the Gemara's answer? That since mom doesn't have to be paid to herself, she doesn't have to be paid to others. Mm-hmm. How do you know mom doesn't have to be paid to herself? So what is everyone thinking in their heads? It says in the pasuk, kol b'chor bonecha. So we'll see Tosfos has this kash. Come back to it. A lot of goodies over here. Says the Gemara, v'im non l'michayv, how you know mom is not m'choyv, d'chsev. It says in the pasuk, tifteh tipodeh. We make the drasha the other way. Kol sh'acheri mitzuvah l'ftaysoi. Anyone that others are obligated to redeem you, mitzuvah l'ftaysoi, that's then you have to redeem yourself. V'chol she'ein acheri mitzuvah l'ftaysoi. If others don't have to redeem you, e mitzuvah l'ftaysoi es atzmai. You then don't have to redeem yourself. Uminayin she'ein acheri mitzuvah l'ftaysoi. How do you know others don't have to redeem a girl? D'amakro kol b'chor b'necha tifteh, b'necha v'loy b'neisech. So what comes out after this very long and somewhat complicated Gemara? Women are mechuyev, are potter from being paid to their sons. Why? Because women are potter from being paid to themselves. And since they're being potter from paid to themselves, they don't have to be paid to others. How do we know they're potter from being paid to themselves? Because they're not mechuyev to be nifta from their fathers. So since they're not mechuyev to be nifta from their fathers, they're not mechuyev to be paid to themselves, or they're not mechuyev to be paid to themselves, they're not mechuyev to be paid to others. Very long chain, but the end result is women are potter from Pidgin HaBen. So we talked a little bit about by Pidgin HaBen, there's a Metzius issue versus a halachic restraint. But no one ever, no, I shouldn't say no one, very few people make that argument by Mila. Why don't we say the same Svarov?
We all does Zohar, Zohar of
Lonikeva. In Tazria. Yeah?
Yes, it's specifically Zohar.
What to do with Brismil?
Right, so just like a woman. We could have just said, just like a woman can't do, but the same stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
the
Metzius,
the
Pasuk is saying so. Right. So by Bris Mila, there's obviously, there's definitely a Metzius reason that we can't do it as well. So what's the takeaway from all this? It comes out of what? That Mila, that Pidyon HaBen is a non-time sensitive mitzvah. And Rashi points to that right away. Rashi says, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'ihi menon adolai mifkida, how do you know the mother's not mechuyev? Says Rashi, Ihi imoy, minayin she'ed mitzvah liftei, says Benoy, how do you know the mother doesn't be paid their son? The kiva the mitzvah to say, shelo yazman gromahu, since it's not time sensitive, bo ikro lemute. I actually need a pasuk, meaning it's not like Mila, where we crack their heads trying to figure out why is Mila need a pasuk. Here's a Rashi, it's pasuk, Pidyon HaBen needs a pasuk, because Pidyon HaBen is not.
Right,
it means sounds like from Rashi that there would have been another way to learn this Gemara. But at least according to Rashi, it's a given that Mila, that Pidyon HaBen is not a time-sensitive mitzvah. So if you remember, we had a Tosis HaRosh way back. What?
How does he say that?
Oh, so if we had a Tosis HaRosh in the beginning, the Tosis HaRosh said that the fact that it doesn't start till 30 days doesn't bother us. And he used Pidyon HaBen as a raya to explain Mila. The fact that you don't start Pidyon HaBen till 30 days does not call it a non-time-sensitive mitzvah. Very good. So the chayrut should come out lefidus that Pidyon HaBen should be able to be done bein b'yom bein b'layla, right? Anyone ever been to a Pidyon HaBen at night? No. Why not? Why not? So if you take a look at number 2b, there's a shach. There's a shach in Yeridea. The shach writes that we don't do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Again, that's midrabbanan. That's not midrais. Why? Rishum David kimeka chumemkar umitam zeh gam b'yom tov ein poydin oisiv. But that doesn't mean midrais so the mitzvah stops. V'chein b'tshuvas rivash v'nira the poydin nami b'layla. Says the Shach, you could do a Pidyon HaBen at night. The Chay Mashbe Per Kama the Kedushin. And it sounds like that from the Gemara. Why? Because Rashi told us that Pidyon HaBen is not a time sensitive mitzvah. So if it's not a time sensitive mitzvah, it must mean that Me'ikar Adin, you could be Poyed HaBalayla. Says the Shach, Miyu Noigim Liftois B'yom. But there's a minig, an Ashkenazic minig, not Sephardim. Sephardim do Pidyon HaBen at night. Ashkenazim have a minig, at least from the times of the Shach 1600s, we don't do Pidyon HaBen at night. Shaila is why? Favos. So I was gotten involved a few years ago with a Talmud of mine that his parents were going to pay for their Pidyon HaBen only if it's done at night. They wouldn't pay if it's done during the day. They don't work into the schedule. No, Ashkenazi. Svarim, I wouldn't have a Shaila. Ashkenazi, whatever. It's a complicated situation. They would only pay for the Pidyon HaBen. The couple had no money. They'd only pay for it if it was done b'yom, done b'layla. It works out better with the people traveling, a whole stickle tire. So we have to figure out how we're going to do that. The problem is, so the Teretz is Mikra, then there's no problem. But you can't just roll over a minig of a shach for over 500 years.
Get a Sephardi claim?
No, because it's the Yisrael's chiyuv. So we mutched and we came up with the. So when researching the shayla, you have to know what's takav pshat in this minig. So one of the reasons in pshat in this minig is fascinating. One of the reasons is because we want to have bereiv hamhadras melech. And usually events have a better turnout during the day than they have at night. So in this case, I argued that here in this case, so we ended up using a lot of rabbinic authority and a lot of rabbinic power, we got it to take care of. Well, so that's what the Shach tells me. You got to make sure it's at least past. You can't do it too early because you're going to be before 30. So we have to work that. Also, have to figure out when the baby was born. I mean, it was levitic. Baruch Hashem, we got it done. But the point is that this is an ironic twist of things because Me'ikar Adin in our sugya comes out very clearly that Pidyon HaBen can be done b'layla and Sfaradim can do b'layla. But we have this minig of the Shach that we don't do Pidyon HaBen b'layla.
Is 30 just minimum, or that's the chiyuv? In other words,
there's nothing to really be over here. Because there's nothing, I mean, it's not like the baby has a status of being not nifter. You might have an obligation to shave it kahuna, which we'll have to talk about. It's not like he's an oral, that he's walking around missing something and he can't join carbon paste. It's very different. That's why, if you take a look at number 3, the Shita Lanoi Delemi makes this observation. He wants to know, why is there no option that when the father doesn't do it, Bezdin has to do it? Says the Shita number three. Bezdin has no chiv to give opinion abens. Why? No lumdis, facts. The Torah gave a pasuk by Mila, the Torah did not give a pasuk by Pidgin Aben. Lack of pasuk, lack of source, lack of din. Simple. Therefore says the Shita Loidami, if there is no pasuk by Pidgin Aben, then there is no chiv bez. So now what's the follow up question to that? Why? Why would the Torah not? If the Torah did it by bris, why would not do it by Pidgin Aben? So I think
again, the pasuk by bris was
he mo lachem kol zachar. He mo lachem kol zachar. So I gotta have a very simple teretz. I think the pshat is because, like we just mentioned before, why is the taka din the bezin goes around making sure every Jew gets a bris mitzvah? We can't have arelim floating around. Arelim are detrimental to society. They shter come in Pesach. They make problems. But kids walking around without pidgin abens, they're not the end of the world. It's not the, it's not good for business, but Lamaisa, it doesn't share Klal Yisrael. But that's Ms. Yosef has a different terrace. That's Ms. Yosef writes, why by Mila do we have a Pasuk? But there's no Chiyah by Bezdin. Hainu time is up to ask Ms. Yosef, the Bishlam, Mila, the Lekach, Chasar, and Kiss. Bishlam, Hachi, Chayv, and Bezdin. Wow. Says that's Mishay Yosef, bris milim don't cost money.
Really?
It means be'etzem they don't cost money. As long as you know someone who can do it, it doesn't have to cost money. Avol bepidyon aben the ikach chasar and kiss losses hey shalom the kain ain't bezdin muzar and olaf. Interesting. They were so worried about everyone's money. Now this works out much better if you assume that bezdin doesn't mean bezdin, it means every Jew. The Torah is not going to make me have to shell out of my pocket $5 for this kid. If it's the entity called Bezdin, so yeah, let Bezdin start all the money they want. But here the pshat is, it's not Bezdin, it's me. So the Torah didn't give me a chiyuv. It's an interesting thing. You think what's, tzedakah, we have a lot of mitzvahs where you spend money, but here the Asmas Yosef thinks that there's no chiyuv for the Jew to spend $5. I bris milah, I can do it myself. I can bring him to a mile, it doesn't have to cost me money. But by pidyon aben, by definition, it has to cost money. Even though we'll talk about, can you do pidyon aben, matan amnas lahachzer? I'm sure everyone remembers.
Situation, the couple didn't have the five stars.
They had the five sons, they didn't have the party for the food. Chanami. Nikra, the Nikra is just not a pidyon aben, but.
And
a
chanami.
You're right?
What has to happen that the five shalom have to be given?
So I'm sure everyone remembers, right? When we learned Kedushin, we had Kedushin way back. In the first parak of Kedushin, we had a Gemara where we talked about Matan Amanas Lahavzer. We talked about, can you do pidyon aben with Matan Amanas Lahavzer? So if you can do pidyon aben with Matan Amanas Lahavzer, so then it doesn't have to cost money. The only problem with that is what? The kain has to agree.
How can you do any
with matana al-benas lahachzer? So the Gemara says, matana lahachzer shema matana. I remember when we had this, the Gemara says, the bar mi pidyon aben, we had the bar mi kedushin, the whole sugya, we had a kedushin, we talked about this, it came up. So let's take a look.
Even the basin were passed on there.
Right.
The
right. It comes to people's money, we're not so careful, we're not so quick to make people have to pay.
Based on he got the ring based on
that was a shaila. If a guy gives the ring to the girl on matana mas lahavzer, is that considered that for the duration that's considered matana? So we talked about it by kedushin. It comes up by mechiras cham. It comes up in a couple different places. Let's take a look at the sefer chinuch. What's the first question when you come across this sugya? The question is, does the father's chiv go away when the boy hits 13? Again, you have a baby boy. He's a bechor. You have to be poydim. Good. The father is not getting around to it. Now the kid turns 13. What happens at 13?
This mitzvah is on the father, not
the kid. That's an assumption, my friend.
No, but based on the pasuk, you would think that way.
It says in the pasuk, "Kol bechor panecha tifteh." All bechorim of your son, you should redeem.
Right. So it's mashu. It's a mitzvah.
Let's see. Good. Let's see. Sefer Achinuch, number five. Let's at least start. Zok the Sefer Achinuch. They're still debating who the Sefer Achinuch was. But if you look in quite a few Achrayim over history, they always assume the Shach writes like this. They always assume he was the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Halevi in Barcelona. Okay, but it's still up for debate. Adi Yemazeh.
Brother of the Ra'ah is the last. It's the brother of the Ra'ah.
That's what they say.
Because they found Steer.
Really? The Ra'ah, so. I never heard that one before. The brother of the Ra'ah. Wow, that's a new one. Okay, I remember Rabbi Doctor Professor Rosenzweig. That's all told me. He's convinced it's not the same person as the Ra'ah. Like no shaila by him. Even though if you look in Shach. Shach writes quite a few places in Yeridaya. He writes that this is the same person. And they use it lahalacha, and it comes up in Hilchas Yom Tov, they make the sushtel, because they found a Ra'an Deya that connects to a Chinuch, and they connect the two. But he told me, no way, there's absolutely no chance. But this is a new one, I never heard it. It's his brother. Okay? The Geshmak, it's at least the right family. Okay? So the Sefer, whoever he was, the Sefer Chinuch writes like this. Ulefi ha'doime sha'av chayv lo'oylom liftois benoi, afilu acha shehigdal haben, ha'mitzvah muteles ala'av. Zok the Sefer Achinuch, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen never goes off the father. Never. Now why does this help us? Because we had a Menachas Chinuch last week. Menachas Chinuch said that the mitzvah's milah goes off at 13, so then the mitzvah is time sensitive. So that was one of the rides that the Menachas Chinuch had, that the mitzvah taka doesn't go off. Here the Chinuch beats us to it. He says, the mitzvah never goes off from the father. So if the mitzvah never goes off from the father, it's taka not time sensitive. Because once the baby is born, that mitzvah goes forever and ever and ever. How does the Sefer HaChinuch know this? So he writes, "Ukimoy she'amar ha'kasu v'chol b'chor adam b'vonecha tifte." Somehow from that pasuk that the Gemara quoted, I learned, says the Chinuch, that the father has a mitzvah even after the kid becomes bigger. Harei shehito ha'mitzvah ala av, that the father's mitzvah is on the father's mitzvah is on the son even after he gets older. V'cheinire b'kedushin, says the Sefer HaChinuch, and I have a raya to my yisoy from Maseches Kedushin. So the million-dollar question is, what does he see in Maseches Kedushin that gives him this conclusion that the father's mitzvah continues? But we'll get to that next week in the Minchas
Chinuch. What's the marker that the child has to be called himself?
That's only when the father is dead.
Right, where does that mitzvah come from? The pasuk is on the father.
Because there's another pasuk that teaches me what happens when the father's not around. So Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll see the Minchas Chinuch, Pshat, and the Sefer HaChinuch. And like everything we'll see, of course, it's Machlokes Rishonim, not as simple as it seems to appear.